And now it's back to Refilwe Mpakanyane on 702.
Time now to dip into the Small Business Wellness Corner, where we're finding out from entrepreneurs just how they've been able to weather this COVID-19 storm. Quite often we've spoken to people who started their businesses or their passion projects during this period because they thought, you know what, you only live once and it's time for me to follow my yen, follow my passion. Today we're talking to Yolandi Jawe, who's a South African, an award-winning South African content creator who has successfully launched a skincare business just last year, right? Really, really incredible stuff. Despite the uncertain start to 2020 due to the global pandemic, Yolandi decided she's going to do this. And she went ahead and focused on or developed a women-centered skin and beauty brand that, as she says, uses nature's hydrating properties to enhance the health and radiance of skin. So let's get into it. Welcome to Weekend Breakfast, Yolandi Jawe. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much for having me, and thank you for the introduction.
An absolute pleasure. Yolandi, so Y'all's Beauty, as you have named your brand, was born during COVID-19. The nerve of you to start a beauty brand when all around you businesses were floundering. Tell us about what drove you to do this.
Well, to be quite honest, I've been doing YouTube since 2016 consistently. So it's off the back of my following Y'all's channel on YouTube. And last year during lockdown, we all know how frustrating it was, you know, to just sit and basically wait. And I thought to myself, well, is this all that's going to, you know, become of me? And are we just going to be posting videos, vlogs about lockdown over and over? Or am I actually going to build an asset that lasts a bit longer than just, you know, dependent on the internet? Because we don't know how long the YouTube app will last. We don't know how long the IG would last. In fact, there was a time last year where IG just shut down for a day and you realize that's not an asset that I own. So the thing that I was doing over and over was my pamper time. You know, I was taking time out, putting on sheet masks and really just relaxing. And I thought to myself, well, if I'm doing this, surely someone else is doing it too. And walking into pharmacies and not seeing my face on the product I was consuming every other day just felt frustrating. And I'm a big believer on really being the change that you want to see. So I said, you know what, let me develop it and let me put a brown girl on those sheet masks so that whoever has this time who looks like me, a South African woman, can actually take the time out to get those Y'all's Beauty sheet masks and something that's meant for their skin, actually just hydrate and take the time to pamper themselves using products that's meant for their skin, knowing very well also that this is something they relate to on YouTube. So that's really how I started, and thankfully it's been going awesome.
Yeah, that's really lovely. Give us a sense of the entire product range. You've mentioned those sheet masks, of course, and a big, I guess, the hallmark of what we did and what many people did, especially in the initial stages of COVID-19 and lockdown, was look inwards, look to improve the self, look to, you know, improve one's body or look after oneself better. And the natural skincare movement really flourished as well. So when you were developing your products, what have you come up with and how do you, you know, what goes into the creation of your products?
Geez, well, the crazy part is I started off as a natural hair creator, content creator, right? So I already knew quite a bit about natural ingredients and I wanted to use things that are indigenous to South Africa. So one of the first key ingredients were aloe, that I wanted to use, and avocado, ingredients that we have in South Africa, pomegranate, things that are homegrown, but I didn't know how to incorporate this. So I found a manufacturer with a chemist who actually firstly educated me on things like licorice roots as well, and understood what benefits they have to our skin and specifically our melanated skin. So I wanted to know, well, how can my sensitive acne-prone skin benefit from aloe? And in terms of licorice and pomegranate, what benefits does it have that's got brightening ingredients? I mean, brightening benefits. And then on avocado, we all know it's moisturizing. But again, what does that mean for my skin? So I got the education. And off the back of that, we then started formulating other things like adding hyaluronic acid to our under-eye mask. And more people wanted to know, well, what else is coming? We developed, well, our own oil, which are basic 100% natural organic oil called Stress. I wanted it to be as natural as possible as well. And we started adding to the range. We also realized, well, while people are doing their sheet mask session, they also in the bath most of the time. So we got ourselves pharmaceutical grade Epsom salt, Himalayan salt, and a rose blend as well. We really added to the range as you really go about your pamper session,
sure.
You know.
Yeah.
And from there, we've got now scrubs, body butters, candles. My sister is a chemist herself, and she's actually in water distillery, and I decided, you know what, well, since the beauty side is a hobby, create the candles for us, you know. So seeing how we managed to grow, and that's honestly how we are still right now developing the rest of the skincare line, the full skincare sure. line with a serum, moisturizer, SPF. That's, again, focused on hydrating ingredients for our skin, because if your skin is not hydrated, regardless of your skin type,
Yolanda, very quickly before I let you go, your ethos and perhaps final words for a young entrepreneur such as yourself who wants to, as you said, create something that is yours, something that lasts and something that will make an impact.
Geez, don't stop learning and just start. You know, we regret the things we didn't do. We don't often go back and look back and go, well, I did that and I regret it. We usually go back and say, we didn't do that and why didn't we? So don't waste time. Just start.
Love
information
it.
Is available out there, and you can.
Yolanda Jawa is a YouTuber and businesswoman and founder of Yol's Beauty. You can find them online. The website address is exactly that, yolzbeauty.co.za.